This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday as we comb through your thoughts. We'll talk about all the celebration from the left. We'll talk about the tactics they're using to try to fade the heat. All that and so much more still to come. Of course, a half hour from now, we're going to do our crappiest country in the world tournament. We have a barn burner of a matchup tonight. India versus Pakistan.
It's the 2025 crappiest country in the world competition. Tonight's matchup is between India and Pakistan. Brought to you by Chris's Kosher Toilet Paper. Eat clean, wipe clean.
But before we get to that tomfoolery, I want to get back to you, your voice, what you had to say. Jesse, subject to this one is The Best of Us. I think the reason so many of us, including normies, are so angry and saddened about Charlie is that he truly was the best of us. He was so polite and truly kind. He just wanted to teach people how to think, not what to think. If the other side cannot accept us at our best, they truly have been lost to communism, and it's a wake-up call to all of us. Having two children the same age as Charlie's, a husband that I deeply love and follow faithfully, and a belief system the same as his views made this feel more personal and has me weeping for his wife and children. You had an excellent show last night. Thank you truly from the bottom of my heart for everything you say and do. All the best to you and your family. Well, remember this, and I really want you to remember this. We are not dealing with bad. We are dealing with evil. The devil is real. Demons are real. And demonic forces are always on the move. And what do demonic forces want to destroy? The best of us. The best of us. Let's talk for a minute, because I know they found shell casings earlier today with a bunch of tranny stuff on them. So, of course, what a shock, right? What a shock. It's a bunch of tranny language in there. But let's talk about this. Let's talk about here in the United States of America, schools, the psychiatry industry, the medical industry, major children's hospitals today. Carve kids up and chop off their body parts. Today. That is an attack on our children. How many babies have been slaughtered in their mother's womb in this country? The best of us, the most innocent of us, that's who they want to take out. That's what they want. Because that's what the devil wants. The devil wants your children. He wants your children because they are innocent, because they are wonderful. That's what they go for. That's why communists do what they do. Communism is of the devil. You have to understand we are dealing with demonic forces here. Remember that tranny monster that just shot up that Catholic school in Minneapolis? Did you ever, and I'm not encouraging you to do so because it's a really dark path, trust me, but did you ever look at any of his writings, any of his stuff in his journal? One of them stood out to me. You don't need to look it up, trust me. It was a drawing of him looking in the mirror, but you kind of see him from behind, okay? So he's looking in the mirror. You see his body, the back of his head, and he's looking in the mirror, but the reflection back is a demon. a demon. He draws a demon on there. This is not to frighten you. It's not. And when we discuss this stuff, it can get frightening, right? Oh my gosh, demons and devil and stuff like that. It's not to frighten you. It is, however, to wake you up. There is a spiritual war going on in this country, and communists are the agent of the devil. And that's why they go after the best of us. A 31-year-old young man who, all he ever, I mean, he's not like me at all. He's nice. Treated everybody, even the campus people who would yell at him. There's a video, maybe you've seen it. There's a video out there of some vile little communist on campus running up to Charlie Kirk and grabbing his hat and yanking it off his head. You know what he did? Invited her back over to talk. Hey, why don't we have a conversation? If you grab my hat off my head, I'd chop your freaking hands off. That's why they went after him. Is what it is. Jesse, I'm 16 years old in Cali. I love listening to your show. I know you're going to talk about Charlie a lot today. I wanted to tell you something. Please stay safe. I already lost one man I looked up to. I don't want to lose another. I've had more of these emails from you, more text messages from everybody under the sun saying that to me. I told you I hung out with one of my buddies, a neighbor. He hugged me last night and cried because he was so worried about my safety, so worried about it. And I understand what you're saying, and I appreciate that. I do. But I am not going to leave this earth 1 second before God is ready to call me home. Not 1 second. I don't care how many of these communists want to murder me. I have had people try to kill me several times before, and I'm still standing here. I am not going to die unless God is done with me here in this life. Do not live in fear for me. And you know what? Charlie's in heaven right now. The anguish we feel is for his wife, his children. But he would tell you that too. If he was still alive, he would tell you that. I know it's easy to be afraid right now. And it's fine if you are afraid. It's fine to have. We just watched somebody be assassinated yesterday. It's fine to be afraid. It's understandable. It's human. Do not let it overcome you. Do not let it take over. We are winning. Please understand, part of the reason they are killing, as I mentioned last night, part of the reason they are lashing out and killing now is because they feel like they're losing. They feel as if all their power, all their institutional power is being ripped away from them. And by the way, on that subject, on institutional power, this is it's an article from Not the Bee, which I love. Here is a roundup of teachers, social workers, firefighters, city councilors, and doctors who are happy that Charlie Kirk was assassinated. I know you've seen the endless celebration, or at least heard endless celebration from Democrats who are cheering on the fact that he's dead. Of course, that's terrible. It's terrible. It's ugly. I hate it. You hate it. I got all that. Let's move past that because there's something wonderful about it. Wonderful about it. They're getting fired today. You know the Tet Offensive in Vietnam? It was, you know, seen as this huge success for the Vietnamese, for the NVA, but it was actually a terrible, terrible mistake that really crushed them. Do you know why? Because they spent all this time, all this effort getting supplies and stuff down south through the Ho Chi Minh Trail, getting supplies down south, and then the Viet Cong down south. The plan was to rise up on the Tet Offensive and then really take out Americans and take back the South. And that was the plan. Well, they rose up, but then they lost, and their entire infrastructure, the Viet Cong infrastructure in the South, was essentially wiped out. Their whole leadership structure was wiped out because they rose up and exposed themselves. They'd been in hiding. You know, he was just a school teacher. But now they exposed themselves and they're gone. How many vile communist scumbags from the Secret Service to teachers to firemen to everywhere else are getting fired today because in the wake of seeing Charlie Kirk murdered, their demonic nature overtook them. They ran to social media, cheered it on, and now they're losing their jobs. The death of Charlie Kirk, it is prompting a purge of communists from the public square. Very clearly, we have an institutional problem in government. Surprise, surprise. You can't even imagine how many teachers are out there saying stuff like this, teachers and professors and all these other people at the Department of Defense. But, of course, that's bad. It's a bad thing. But just like the Viet Cong during the Tet Offensive, they've all exposed themselves and they're losing their jobs. There are good things that come from horrible things, all right? Good things can come from horrible things. Remember that. Also, remember this. A zeroed out bank account is the worst moment of your life. I'm talking about a zeroed out bank account because someone stole your identity. It is a multi-billion dollar criminal industry that's international. Isn't that scary? It's not just America. I mean, PayPal. You've heard of PayPal? Almost 16 million users had their information exposed on the dark web. They are searching, as you're hearing the sound of my voice, they are searching for you, for me, for your information so they can wipe you out. How do you fight against that? Well, first, you get LifeLock because they'll alert you to identity threats. But honestly, more importantly, they have restoration specialists that will give you your life back. They will fix it. They'll get you your money back. That's why you sign up for LifeLock. Yeah, Chris just told me the largest credit union just had a data breach. That's your social security number. Call LifeLock now. 1-800-LIFELOCK, promo code Jesse, or you can go to LifeLock.com, promo code Jesse. Terms apply. We'll be back.
You're listening to The Oracle.
You're gonna love this one. It's a scream, baby.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is The Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday. Remember, tomorrow's an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday, and you need to get your questions emailed in now to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. I'm not trying to put a smiling face on what we're going through right now, but there are going to be after effects from this that are positive. They are. And sometimes that's all you have to hang on to when you're sad and you're angry. Headline: MSNBC fires Matthew Dowd after Charlie Kirk assassination comments. You remember we played it last night. This guy,
Charlie Kirk, is a divisive figure, polarizing.
No, the wrong one. This guy,
he's been one of the most divisive, especially divisive younger figures in this, who is constantly sort of pushing this sort of hate speech or sort of aimed at certain groups. And I always go back to hateful thoughts lead to hateful words, which then lead to hateful action.
Fired today. You want me to go down a list? I'm not going to go down a list, but teacher fired. The Carolina Panthers, the NFL team, had some communications guy, of course, couldn't help himself. His demonic nature took over, celebrating. Ah, he's dead. Fired. A purge of communists from the public square is happening because they can't control themselves. And they cannot control themselves. Remember, there's nothing holding them back. They don't have your moral framework. No, they're not all killers, but most of them are okay with it. That's why they talk the way they talk. You remember Tim Walz when there was a rumor that Trump was dead?
You get up in the morning and you doom scroll through things. And although I will say this, the last few days you woke up thinking there might be news. Just saying. There will be news sometime. Just so you know, there will be news.
They all talk like that. My neighbor, I have two Democrats in my entire area, in my entire neighborhood, because I refuse to live around communists. Both of them celebrating, of course, the death. Can't help themselves. One of them's a lawyer, a big shot, a partner at a law firm. Gets right on social media. Live by the sword, die by the sword, you hateful witch. That's how they are. cannot control their demonic nature. Bronco, where do we go from here? Is there anyone or any organization that can hold these people accountable? Legacy media, elites, communist street animals, they all need to be held accountable. I'm so angry. I know you were angry. And I will say that Donald Trump, Pam Bondi, Cash Patel, I hope this prompts an action that is severe. And by action, I mean it's time to take apart completely the communist funding network in this country. It is vast. It has been allowed to exist for a very, very long time. Huge portions of it are illegal, and it should be taken apart by the Department of Justice and FBI, ripped out by the roots. And they have to get on it, and they have to get on it now. I am a little hopeful after listening to this from Trump that they know that and they're on it.
For years, those on the radical left have compared wonderful Americans like Charlie to Nazis and the world's worst mass murderers and criminals. This kind of rhetoric is directly responsible for the terrorism that we're seeing in our country today, and it must stop right now. My administration will find each and every one of those who contributed to this atrocity and to other political violence, including the organizations that fund it and support it, as well as those who go after our judges, law enforcement officials, and everyone else who brings order to our country. Radical left political violence has hurt too many innocent people and taken too many lives. Tonight, I ask all Americans to commit themselves to the American values for which Charlie Kirk lived and died, the values of free speech, citizenship, the rule of law, and the patriotic devotion and love of God.
They have to take apart the network. This communist network has been going on forever. Look, we know George Soros, but it's way more than just him. But let's just talk about him because that's the name everybody knows. How in the world have Republicans allowed a foreign-born billionaire to pour billions of dollars into the project of destroying America without ever handling the problem? That's bonkers. No other society in history would allow a rich foreigner to pour money into their country to rip it up and just allow him to just go on and continue doing it. Every other powerful country would have handled that problem. We allow this to happen, and oftentimes they're foreigners. We allow them to purposely attack our country, and we play dumb. We don't have to play dumb. Most of these people announce it. They brag about what they're doing and why they're doing it. It's not like George Soros hides under a rock. He's happy to print articles about it. He's happy to announce what he's doing and why he's doing it. And this stuff has just been allowed to go on forever. If we don't start taking apart this network like the organized crime network it is, then we can't get it done. Right now, we have the White House. We have the DOJ. We allegedly have the FBI. Let's take it apart. It's got to be way more than one shooter. It's got to be the organization behind it. That's the most important thing. All right. We're pausing on this for a second. We're taking a break ski. We're going to figure out which country's crappier, India or Pakistan. Next.
Truth. Attitude. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday. Still a heavy day out there. There's no question about that. Doing a bunch of talk about various things, you know, Charlie Kirk stuff, 9/11 stuff, getting to a bunch of emails and things like that. But we got to pause on all that because no matter what's going on in the world, the tournament of tournaments must continue. It must continue. We have to find out what is the crappiest country in the world. It's been quite a first round so far, and this first round matchup is one we're all intimately familiar with because they've been killing each other for a very long time. This one, is India versus Pakistan.
It's the 2025 Crappiest Country in the World competition. Tonight's matchup is between India and Pakistan. Brought to you by Chris's Kosher Toilet Paper. Eat clean, wipe clean.
Pakistan is a horrible place. It's level 3 out of 4 on the State Department's travel advisory list. 40% of the country that we know of lives in complete poverty. It's a toxic stew of Muslims killing each other. You see, it's an Islamic country, but they don't get along. Shia versus Sunni, terrorism everywhere. I should note the country as a whole is level 3, but several parts of Pakistan are level 4, where the State Department says don't go there under any circumstances, because terrorists may just blow you up no matter what you're doing. If you are traveling in the wrong place in Pakistan, you will be set upon and beaten to death or knifed or shot. You're not allowed to protest there. There are not really human rights to speak of. In fact, if you get too close to a protest, the police will likely arrest you, pull your fingernails out, and may or may not kill you before they send you back home. Their elections aren't free or fair. Their elections are routinely challenged, and everybody thinks everyone else is stealing them, and they'll kill you over it. If we have to give them one kind of an attaboy, at least they kill journalists too. I'm kidding, that's not a good thing, but yes, journalists die over there. They did give women the right to vote, but don't think for a moment that women have any rights there. They claim to have rights, and they are in some positions of power, but because it's a Muslim country, it's a little tough for the female species in Pakistan. Going to be a difficult, difficult, difficult match for India. But let's talk about India. My word, there's a lot of rape. There are articles stacked on top of each other about the rape epidemic in India. Tourists get raped all the time. Wives are routinely raped by their husbands in India. Children are routinely raped in India. How many? Well, I read one estimate that has 153 million girls and 73 million boys have been raped in India. It happens by gangs. It happens at night. It, by all appearances, is the rapiest country on the planet. That's not a good thing. Also, 80 million people live below the poverty line there. And on top of the rape, the country is most famous for being absolutely filthy in every possible way. A good friend of mine has traveled all over the world. He works in oil, has been all over the world, has seen everything. He said it is the most wretched place he's ever been to in his life. It is the worst country on planet Earth. He swears he's never smelled anything that bad. Why the smell? Well, there's no garbage infrastructure really to speak of. You know how you put out your trash can on Saturday and the trash man comes? Yeah, that's not happening in India. So people just chuck entire garbage bags into the river or the road. There's trash everywhere, but it's not only garbage, you see. It's poop. It's pee. Not just animal poop and pee. Human poop and pee all over the streets. The entire country apparently is like San Francisco. Rivers full of trash. And to compound this problem, it's one of the dustiest countries on the planet, which means it smells and everything looks dirty. Oh, and they still have a caste system there. A caste system which is, it's been outlawed, but apparently it's still very much in place. Meaning if you are born to one of the lower castes, don't get your hopes up. You are never getting out of those socioeconomic circumstances. Just hope you get home from your crappy job before somebody rapes you. Frankly, this one wasn't as close as I thought it was going to be. India took this one going away. Congrats, India. You're going on to the second round. I need to remind you, tomorrow We are not doing this. On Fridays, we won't do it. We're just going to stick with Ask Dr. Jesse on Fridays. The tournament continues on Monday, and it's another, yeah, you can vote right now, Chris. You can vote right now on the show's Twitter page, at Jesse Kelly Show. It's another All-Africa matchup, Niger and Somalia. That'll be interesting. All right, let's get back to our regularly scheduled programming now that we hashed that out. And I wanted to point something out, something you've already noticed, I'm sure, but I wanted to point out what the communist tactic is for today. Communists understand they're always doing something awful. And they understand when the spotlight gets shining on them, when they're doing something awful, that that is a time where they have to figure out how to fade the heat. How do I do that? If you're a Democrat today and you wake up and you realize another one of your pets murdered somebody, the whole world's glaring at you. Not just looking at you, glaring at you. Everybody. Everybody knows it. So what do? Well, you can't deny the fact that you commit murder. You can't deny that another one of your pets murdered someone else. That won't work. So what do? You make it about everybody, both sides. It's everybody doing this. It's everyone. Chuck Schumer and Hakeem Jeffries. Remember, Chuck Schumer and Hakeem Jeffries repeatedly used the language that activates these assassins. Chuck Schumer will flat out tell the Supreme Court justices they're going to reap the whirlwind, and then an assassin flies and tries to murder them. Hakeem Jeffries, big shot Democrat in the House, talks about fighting in the streets all the time, over and over and over and over and over again. Well, one of their animals does something. This was them today.
And coming together is what we ought to be doing, not pointing fingers of blame.
This moment requires leadership that brings the American people together as opposed to trying to further divide us.
Today it's, can't we come together? Hey, aren't we going to come together? Over and over and over again, they go to the TV and speak like this to their little demons.
We might call this getting strike ready. I think of it as getting a strike ready or street ready. And part of that is understanding our own strength. And as we develop that strength, being able to assess our risk tolerance, because we know that risk tolerance increases as the severity of the situation increases and as our own understanding of what's happening increases. So,
you know what she was saying there? Our risk tolerance, it has to increase if the situation's severe. What's she saying? She's saying go break the law, go hurt somebody. And after all, once you've gotten that message through, and then you tell someone, this is the end of the world. This is Chris Murphy.
Our only opportunity, our only chance to save our democracy is to fight fire with fire right now. So, yeah, do I bemoan the fact that, you know, we're now blowing up norms? Yes, but literally for 2 seconds, because if you spend any more than that, being sorry for the fact that the old world doesn't exist, then your democracy is gone. Like we're in a war right now to save this country, and so you have to be willing to do whatever is necessary in order to save the country.
And their violent little pets act. Don't let them do the both sides thing. Don't let them do it. That's their fallback position. It's the only thing that can save them. What is both sides? No. Now. Now's as good a time as any to get yourself started on some chalk. As good a time as any. It's time to embrace strength. It's time to get your T levels jacked up through the roof. Get your mind working well. Get your energy boosted. It's time to start a male vitality stack or female vitality stack from chalk. I'm telling you, the difference in your entire life is going to be palpable. Go begin. Get a subscription. They have huge discounts on subscriptions at chuck.com/Jesse. chuq.com/Jesse. You are 90 days away from feeling 20 years younger. chuck.com/Jesse. We'll be back.
Fighting for your freedom every day.
USA! USA!
The Jesse
USA!
Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful, wonderful Thursday. Remember to email your Ask Dr. Jesse questions into jesse@jessekellyshow.com. If you miss any part of the show, you can download the podcast, iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. It's been pretty revealing how many school teachers have been celebrating the assassination. Pretty revealing on our education system and why exactly communism has taken such a root in our country. Because the people who educate your children are evil communist demons. That's why. Violent, hateful people. I'm going to warn you again. If there's a Black Lives Matter flag, a tranny flag, any of this stuff flying anywhere in your child's school, and you have options, get that child out, or probably more importantly, get that teacher fired. It's time to start running communists out of every institution where we find them. Get them fired, get them removed. I don't care if they're on the fire department, in the Secret Service, a teacher, city government, get them out. They are viruses and they spread. And they are religious zealots, remember. Your child's communist teacher is not going to be passive about it. They don't even know how to do that. They are devoutly religious and they will spread their message. Remember. Did TMZ staffers cheer about Charlie Kirk's assassination? Over and over and over again over the past 24 hours, we have seen these people's hearts. And it's been ugly, hasn't it? Been real ugly. Nate Burleson at CBS Mornings, he thinks it's your fault.
And as Tony mentioned, not everyone took to his words or his rhetoric. You know, at times, they were offensive to specific communities.
You see, if you say things that are offensive, you kind of deserve to be hurt. That's how they think. This is how these people think.
Speaking of this tragedy, is this a moment for your party to reflect on political violence? Is it a moment for us to think about the responsibility of our political leaders and their voices and what it does to the masses as they get lost?
He's speaking to a Republican there. Is this a time for your party to worry about political violence? This is what they do. Like I said, the fallback position is, hey, everyone's doing it, right? It's everybody, let's come together. No. Jesse, I'm heartbroken about Charlie Kirk being assassinated. I'm an avid listener of your show. I just don't understand how having a different opinion in America makes it okay to be killed. I just don't know what to do, and I'm worried for my kids. What do you suggest? I'm already active in politics, but I don't know what else to do. I'm just at a loss. I suggest you hug your kids and take them to church this Sunday. That's what I suggest. I cannot promise you that the violence is going to get turned down. I can't. Like I said, they are desperate. It's a real toxic stew of a mentally ill base, oftentimes drugged out, a mentally ill, drugged out base, combined with a Democrat's natural proclivity for violence. They're just more okay with it. Even if they're not, if they're not violent themselves, they're okay with it. I mean, if you got hit by a car, that's fine. Kind of funny. That's how they think. So mentally ill base, a natural proclivity for violence, combined with the constant drumbeat of apocalyptic rhetoric that comes from the top. This kind of stuff.
The MAGA Republicans don't just threaten our personal rights and economic security. They're a threat to our very democracy.
He is a threat to the rule of law in America. That's what this election is about. Not about policy differences. It's about what kind of country are we going to be. The rule of law in America will change in a way we haven't seen in our lifetime.
Donald Trump and the MAGA Republicans represent an extremism that threatens the very foundations of our republic. Trump and the extreme MAGA Republicans quote a clear and present danger to our democracy.
American democracy could end with the election of Donald Trump.
Iowa, apparently short for, I don't want to live in a democracy anymore.
The man has, you know, he's
declared open season on democracy.
Democracy, our freedoms are what's on the line.
Our democracy depends on you.
It really does, folks. That's no joke.
Respected conservatives like Federal Circuit Court Judge Michael Ludwig has called Trump and the extreme MAGA Republicans, quote, a clear and present danger to our democracy.
Every generation has to defeat democracy's mortal foes. That democracy is more under assault today than including in the United States than any time in the recent past. Freedom and democracy are worth sacrificing for.
The dehumanizing rhetoric of Adolf Hitler is once again alive and well on a national political stage. This time, of course, it's not hyperbole. That does very directly echo Adolf Hitler's language.
The president thinks that there is an extremist threat to our democracy. The president has been clear, as he can be, on that particular piece. When we talk about a democracy, when we talk about our freedoms, the way that he sees is the MAGA Republicans are the most energized part of the Republican Party. This is an extreme threat to our democracy, to our freedom, to our rights.
Because this MAGA crowd is really the most extreme political organization that's existed in American history.
He's able to use SEAL Team 6 to execute political opponents, and he says you can't arrest me for that.
Donald Trump is acting like a Nazi, talking like a Nazi, and now posting like a Nazi.
And by the way, out there, that hat that you keep wearing, that red hat that says Make America Great Again, that tells people that you go along with this. So you might as well just put a swastika on the hat.
Kill his opposition, imprison his opposition, drive, you know, journalists and others into exile, rule without any check or balance. That's what Trump really wants.
So this is just a warning to you Trumpers. Be careful. Walk lightly. We ain't playing with you. And for those of you who are soldiers, you know how to do it. Do it right. Be in order. Make them pay.
The mentally ill demons hear it, and they march forward. One more hour left. Hang on.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.